Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we want to get right into what happened with the Malaysian jet that's reportedly been shot down. CBN is reporting about this. Watch this.
Welcome to this edition of Newswatch. I'm Heather Sells. A Malaysia Airlines plane carrying 295 people was shot down by a surface-to-air missile near the Russia-Ukraine border. Ukrainian authorities report there are no survivors. Both Russian and Ukrainian officials deny responsibility.
Right now, we're working to determine whether there were American citizens on board. That is our first priority. And I've directed my national security team to stay in close contact with the Ukrainian government. The United States will offer any assistance we can to help determine what happened and why.
In the past week, Ukraine claimed Russia shot down two government planes. Pro-Russian rebels reportedly bragged on their Facebook page that they shot down a Ukrainian cargo plane. At the same time, Malaysia Air reported losing contact with Flight 17. Pro-Russia rebels were seen by an Associated Press reporter a few days ago with a Buk surface-to-air missile system that can fire a missile up to 72,000 feet into the air. The plane was flying at 33,000 feet. And our senior international correspondent George Thomas joins us now from Israel, where he's on assignment. George, you have covered the conflict in Ukraine extensively. Your thoughts on what has happened here?
Well, it changes the dynamics and the nature of this conflict that has been raging for several months on the eastern border of Ukraine, the border with Russia. Keep in mind, if the reports are true that about a half a dozen Americans were involved, this is the first time that Americans have been killed in this ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. But clearly, the calculus changes dramatically. The initial assessment is going to be who actually fired this. Was it the pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine, or was it the Ukrainian forces? That's something that's still to be determined. But clearly, it changes the nature of the conflict, Heather, and what it means going down forward.
Right. Yeah, it's really interesting, the possibility that there were Americans who lost their lives. And if Russia was responsible for the downing of this plane or involved in any way, how could this play out internationally in the court of public opinion as it influences foreign policy?
You know, it's interesting because I was there in Ukraine, made about two visits the beginning of the year, and then obviously the crisis that was playing out in the streets of Kiev in downtown Ukraine. But, you know, the pressure has always been on Russia. Just a few days ago, the United States slapped sanctions on Russia, going after their key industries, their banking, as well as the oil sector. But this increases the pressure even more to a large extent, because the Ukrainians have been saying all along that the pro-Russian separatists that have been fighting, that have engaged in the eastern part of the country, have been heavily funded by the Russians. And this gives the Ukrainians, gives those around the country of Ukraine more ammunition to say, listen, Russia has its fingerprints over all of this.
Right. George, we know that President Obama and Russian President Putin have spoken by phone about this incident. At this point, how do you think the U.S. and the world should proceed? And what are the key pieces of information that we need to know?
I think it's a little bit too early because I'm sure investigators are rushing to the crash site and going through the wreckage and so forth and trying to, you know, this is DNA. You're looking for fingerprints, for clues and so forth. But they have to identify who fired this. I mean, was it the Russians or was it the pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine, or did it come from across the border? Those are all very critical questions that are going to be that you're going to need to find answers for. But you have to remember, I'm here in Israel covering the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, and suddenly, things have changed dramatically. Now the focus is back on this part of the world where for several weeks this conflict has been going on between Russia and Ukraine, between the pro-Russian separatists and the Ukrainian forces. And the international community, the international press has not been covering it because it's been complicated and it's been going back and forth. Remember that in the last few weeks, Ukraine has made several advances to retake major towns along the eastern part of the country that were held by the pro-Russian separatists. And so they were making gains and pushing the Russians back to the border. This clearly changes the calculus.
All right. George Thomas reporting from Israel on what is going on in Ukraine right now. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Game changer. Game changer. And the bear just won't go away. Here we are in the middle of a conflict with Israel and Hamas, and this emerges. And you got to understand that there are consequences when you're supporting rebels. You know, if this was done by the Russian separatists, the rebels, then you got to understand that these weapons allegedly got to them from Russia. Mm-hmm. And if Americans have been killed, and they believe so, this really has some serious consequences, and we just have to wait and see what, you know, how everything unfolds. Mm-hmm. But understand that the world is changing as we know it, and we're living in some serious fulfillment of prophetic days, and it's for us to be watchmen on the wall, to be alert, to be prayerful, and to understand that the seasons in which we're living in, understand the signs of the times. Because they're being written and displayed everywhere, no longer on the wall, but on your screen, on your internet, on your tablet. Mm-hmm. They're coming in daily, and this is just a horrific, horrific thing that has happened, and just interesting that all of this kind of comes on the heels of sanctions that the president just launched in the middle of this crisis, just launched on Russia, banking sanctions. And you think, you know, let's focus on the borders. Let's focus on the chief thing here. Let's focus on what's happening in our own country. As our country is being weakened, we're seeing all this conflict around the world. If there's ever been a time in your life as a believer to understand the power of prayer, if there's ever been a time for you to devote consecrated time to pray and to seek the Lord and to hear his voice, believe me, this is the time. This is the time to notch out blocks of time in your life where you can spend time with the Lord. Abide. And we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. But you need to get into the Word of God. You know, Jesus clearly told us that man can't live off of bread alone, but by the proceeding word at the mouth of God. And you're going to need to hear God on a daily basis for what's happening. And then the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, he can tell you and will tell you. You just need to ask and seek him, and he'll begin to unveil and show you and reveal strategies of the enemy, things that you need to pray for, things you need to be concerned about, and ways that you can take action. But we can't forget that, because oftentimes we want to default to other areas, but the most powerful thing that you can do by far for anyone and for yourself is to develop a lifestyle of prayer that can't be underscored enough. And it's something that we see in the scriptures. We see that Jesus repeatedly, when the disciples were looking for him, where was he? He was in the morning on the side of a mountain praying. Jesus himself was in continual relationship, continual communication with the Father, and he only, you know, did what he saw his Father doing, which means that he was in relationship, he was communion, he had the heartbeat of God, because his actions were simply to please the Father. Mm-hmm. And so in this day, more than ever, you know, God's calling us to walk in together with him, to be united with him, but we can't be united with God with our own thoughts and our own plans. We got to be united with his agenda. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, he has this funny idea. I mean, that it's about him.
Right.
It is.
What a concept.
It's all about him. But we won't do that if it's about us. And maybe that's why we have such a lack of prayer, is because that means that we need to humble ourselves and put us in a position to talk to the one who it's all, you know, what it's all about, all it revolves around. But oftentimes people don't speak to people that they're not interested in their opinion or their desires. They just stay isolated from them. And God's calling us back. God's calling us back to a place where we can find him, relate to him, make him the Lord of our life, commune with him, and have divine revelation. Understand that we are working in partnership with God to advance his agenda, his purpose, his kingdom, not our own. So we want to pray for insight, and we want to see resolution come to this issue in Malaysia. Right. And pray for our elected officials. I mean, you know, we have a president, but we also have, you know, a Congress and a Senate, and there are many good men and women there, some that don't need to be there, but we do have good men and women there. We need to pray for them, that God will give them a voice during this time, they'll give them support, and that they can make the necessary changes that maybe other parts of the government can't or won't do. Mm-hmm. Either they don't have the ability to do or it won't do, but we need leadership to rise up now and to make definitive decisions like are being made in Israel. Mm-hmm. One thing, one of the reasons why Israel works, besides God's hands upon them, is because they have strong leadership. Mm-hmm. Bibi says what he means, and he means what he says. And when they say they're going to act, they're going to act, mm-hmm. and they finish the job. And that's what you need. You need to know that you may not agree with everything your leader says, but one thing you have to know is that when they speak, they're going to fulfill. And that's okay. You may not agree with them, but at least you know that mm-hmm. they're not talking out of both sides, but that they're going to do what they say they're mm-hmm. going to do. And at least you know what you're dealing with. Oftentimes, we don't see that today. But there's hope. There's hope. As we turn and put God in the forefront, those things will change.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.